Testing, 1, 2, 3.
The last time we talked, you had talked about looking at a factory living or sewing before the end of the before the war actually started, and the war started while you were working there. And you mentioned that the work changed.
We got a government contract for Army overcoats. So we started working in Army overcoats. And in fact, they had a strike right then and there. I was just a little, quiet little thing. There were a lot of men that did the operating. They were made the coat. I worked in linings. I wouldn't say we did less important jobs, but there were men, mostly men, and some women that were there quite a long time, very experienced operators, and they decided that they didn't get enough money. There was no union, so that was a good time to strike. They had to get the government contract out, so we did. So, of course, I just followed right along, And we had a strike during the beginning of the war. And it was settled in a very short time, and we went back to work. And then I heard about everyone, hey, you can make more money, and it's easy to get a job in defense plants. And so I decided to sign up.
So when they had the strike, did they end up getting the higher pay? Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. A lot of people got disgusted because we never got anything out of it. We, how do you put it? I picketed was on San Pedro, corner of Washington Boulevard and San Pedro, around there. And it was a six-story building. And we had signed, we picketed back and forth, and it just seemed like a matter of days. I know it wasn't weeks, just a matter of days when our bosses were getting very desperate. And I can't remember what we were asking for. We were asking for a union. That was the main thing. We were asking for a union shop. They were asking for a union shop. And naturally, the benefits that went along with it. And, our boss was getting very desperate, so he said that we found out that if we went back to work, they'll sign up for the union. And so we were all supposed to traipse up to the steps, which we did, and he was supposed to pick who he wanted, and I don't remember whether he picked everybody or not, but it made it seem like if you were picked, you were important, So I was picked, no big deal. People needed me desperately, but I was picked. And then, before that, and they were going to have a party that same late afternoon down the street, some Mexican place. And not for the family, just for the workers, and, have a couple of drinks, a little dancing and all that. And so we were chosen to go back to work where we were going to start the next day, and then we all traipsed out, and we walked over to that little, wasn't a nightclub, whatever it was, beer joint it might have been. It seems that was a small place. And we had a lot of fun, and we all went home, and then we went back to work. But as far as I know, we never had a union after that. It kind of, so in a way I got disgusted, but it didn't bother me too much, though.
When you say you got picked, that was, you say to go back to work?
Yeah, they made it seem like the bosses were getting very desperate. They had an Army contract, government contract, and heck, you had to get that out at a certain time. And they were afraid that they were in a spot. So they contacted whoever they had a contract, the union and the agent, whoever. And the story was that go back to work, and we'll sign the contract for union, and whatever else that came on with it. And so I told you what he did, what they did, the two bosses, and as far as I know, they never signed the contract while I was there. It wasn't a union shop.
Now you're saying that is this just from other people that you heard about the aircraft work?
Oh, yeah, yes. I can't remember whether the paper or it seemed like I heard from someone. I can't remember if it was in the paper. But it seemed like, sure, it's easy to get and you make good money. Oh, yeah, I heard. And the good money is what attracted me.
Now, were you still married at this
time?
Yes,
I was married.
Uh-huh. And I've forgotten your husband's name.
His name was Al Winter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, was he working at this time? Or you said he was sort of off and on?
Well, he was working. If you're going to ask me exactly where at that time, he was always working. He never kept a job much, and there were times. But he always seemed to be puttering.
Uh-huh.
Not puttering, but never steady. Didn't have anything steady. And I did. He might have been selling. He might have been delivering at that time. They used to have open-air poultry markets. And the same idea, I guess, only they were seemed to be open more.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just go in and pick a rabbit if you wanted, or a chicken, and then they would take it and kill it in the back, you know, and he would deliver. That time he was delivering, lost their job. And I think that's what he was working in.
Uh-huh. So, when you heard about these aircraft jobs, Did you go someplace to apply then?
In Lockheed, which was actually Lockheed Vega.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Burbank. Actually, I worked for Vega Aircraft, even though it was owned by Lockheed.
Mm-hmm.
I applied.
Mm-hmm.
I went down there and applied, and I think North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, I can't remember if I had it then, but I had to get my birth certificate, which I did. My birth certificate is not in my correct name. I had to notarize it, you know, and all that. But I had to have my birth certificate.
The birth certificate is in
there? Well, I even can show you. My real name is Etta, and it's listed as Ethel.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to have. I always think of that as I had to have it. Just swear that it was the truth, you know, stuff like that.
Did you go down alone?
Probably not. I didn't drive, and it's very possible that, can't remember, I don't remember, it seems like someone drove me down there, whether it was my husband or somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I didn't drive.
Now, when you're getting ready to go overseas, do you remember what your initial expectations or ideas were about what it would be like to work in aircraft?
Well, I can't remember. Well, the thing is, how shall I put it? I suppose, see, I'm kind of sure, not sure of myself now, but I feel more, I have more confidence in myself now. So in those days, I would say I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean I have 100% confidence in myself, but those days I didn't. It's hard to kind of remember a feeling. I was a little fearful of anything new kind of scares me. Even to this day, if you say, I can get your job in my office, even though I think I might be able to do it, which I won't. Just the idea that the unknown frightens me, and it did then too in a way. And I did hear about, all kinds of people, you meet all kinds of weirdos. And now that I heard, whether I read or articles or what, I heard that, God, you're really going to meet all kinds. And in a way, I wouldn't say I was frightened. I was, facing the unknown, you know. So I was thinking about that, you know. And, of course, I was, I think I learned, but I'm a slow learner. And I had all those mixed feelings, you know.
Now, when you went out to Lockheed, do you remember why you had picked Lockheed?
Why? Because of where I was living, I guess. I lived in Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where else. And maybe I knew someone that worked there. I heard, or maybe someone mentioned it. I don't remember. It could be a combination of all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was the Lockheed, you know, and so it's very possible that's why.
Mm-hmm. Did, when you went to apply, were there many other people there applying for the same
place? I can't remember, but it just seemed like I sure wasn't alone.
Uh-huh.
But I can't remember. It seems to be quite a few, a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But, no, I can't. I had a weight, you know.
Pardon?
I had a weight, so I imagine there must have been others. I just can't actually. All I can visualize is a lot of hustle and bustle, like not of the people waiting, but more the people doing the interviewing.
Mm-hmm. Did, do you remember what, was this in 42 then?
42.
Do you remember what month?
Oh. Yeah, could have been in the spring. No, I can't remember. I wish there was a way. I can't remember. Could have been in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like it wasn't long after 42, but could have been in the spring.
So you think
early.
More towards the earlier part?
I would say.
Then
what's the earlier?
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you remember, now was the interview conducted at the plant itself or at a...
Personnel.
Personnel.
Yeah.
Do you remember, were you interviewed by a man or a woman?
Oh. Must have been a man.
Uh-huh.
Must have been a man.
Did it seem like it took long? Did they spend very long interviewing?
I can't remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you remember when you went in, did they ask you if you'd work with tools or had any mechanical experience?
Oh, yeah. I can't actually remember the master, but I know they did. They asked. not that I didn't get the job because I sewed, but I did. They seemed to be interested, but they didn't dwell on it, the idea that I worked a sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't say, oh, good, and we have the job for you, because it made no difference. But it was like, yes, I worked with a machine, and that was, they put something down. I don't know what it was.
How did you feel about your abilities to work with tools and things at that time?
Well, you mean after I worked, while I was applying for it, thinking about it?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know because I didn't know what I was going to do.
Uh-huh.
I was just, I don't know if I mentioned it, and probably didn't, but I didn't want to work on, what I heard actually was that I was going to, it wouldn't be, like welding, anything like that. I don't know whether they asked me or discussed it. It was more, I applied for an assembler,
uh-huh.
as an assembler.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't going to work in any of these dangerous machines that I knew, whether they told me or knew, but I just knew. I was going to put things together, no one, and I wasn't frightened. I guess I didn't mind. I didn't know what to expect, no, but I wasn't afraid. If they showed me a machine with one of those presses, I might have turned it down. I don't know, because
mm-hmm.
that would have scared me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they tell you when you hired in there, did they give you information about pay or benefits?
Oh, yeah, they told me about the pay. I started with 65 cents an hour, and then they told me you get reviews every so often.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits, I can't remember what they were. Insurance or whatever, if they were, and I don't remember. Whatever benefits they were, and it wasn't, it was an open shop. It was a union
mm-hmm.
Open shop, and... I don't know why then, I don't know if I decided then, but I did join the union. I was sorry I did, but and I don't know, think anybody in personnel asked me to join the union, but they might have mentioned that it was an open shop, that I had a choice to join the union or not.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember which union it was?
Well, right now I don't. I guess it could be easily found out. It could be the same unions they have now.
Uh-huh. But the IAM that
could be. I don't remember.
Yeah, machine.
I don't know. I wasn't machinist, but I guess it could be found out. I was an assembler, and if a person checked back, I guess it's very possible to find out what union was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did When you said that you were sorry you had joined it, why was that?
Well, because I just thought that it doesn't hurt to join the union, and I can't remember what the dues were. And we got automatic raises, and if you weren't good, I guess you wouldn't get the raises. And I was getting 90 or 95 cents an hour, was I? Whatever I was getting was more than 65, but I got my raises automatically, like a lot of people did that I knew of. And not right away, but, you know, must have been a good six. Well, it seemed like I was there a long time. I wasn't, but I can't remember how long was I. There was a time when I was doing my work and I was good, and so were a lot of other people doing. We did about the same thing. And then there was a woman hired. They kept on hiring people, as we all know. And there was a woman, at that time she seemed old. And I was in my 20s, so she must have been maybe in her 30s or 40s, but maybe in her late 30s. And she was good. It seemed like she was new, and seemed like she just caught on like that. And I don't know how we heard that she was getting, they started her out with what we were getting. And we were there quite a few months already. And so got us a little angry. And but that's true. They were hiring people at higher rates. Like they probably still do that way to a certain extent all over. Well, then I thought, well, that doesn't seem fair. So I went. I don't know, somebody might have pushed, encouraged me. There was some, I was working graveyard at that time. And there was, but when I used to work at graveyard, some of the guys from Sweden were getting off. And I got acquainted with this guy. He was very nice. He was married. I was married. We weren't flirting. I think I look back. Maybe he was flirting me. Maybe I was too dumb and all that. But he used to sort of wait till I got there, and then we'd talk before I actually started working. And he used to gripe, and I used to gripe, you know, like a lot of people did. And he said, so when I was mentioning that, I said, yeah, we're all mad. He said, well, you should go to the union. I said, really? He said, yeah, go to the union. They'll do something about it. Well, I went to the union. So I'm not saying that maybe he encouraged me to. I was scared stiff. But someone said, yeah, that's what you belong to the union for. So I went to the union. And the man, this head supervisor, one of the big supervisors, not an executive, but one of the supervisors within the office, that's who I should go to first before I go to the union. I thought I'd go to him. Why I did, I don't know, but I went to him to tell him that I was going to put in a grievance. I didn't, that wasn't my idea. Don't ask me how I got that idea, but I thought I was doing it the right way. And his name was Mendel Hall or something like that. He's a funny name. Nice looking guy, too. Nice man. He was nice to everyone. But anyway, I went in and I told him what I saw, and I said that I'm going to go to the union and put in a complaint, because it doesn't seem fair that someone that's hired now, even though she is a good worker, I said, it doesn't seem that she should get now when it took us months to get. And he said, well, I understand. He said, but you know, if you go to the union and put in a grievance, it's going to be held against you. And, you know, that scared the life out of me. I said, oh, my goodness, you know. So, well, of course, I fought back to my work and never did anything about it. So I didn't get out of the union. You just stay in it. But I said, oh, the heck with the union, you know. So maybe that wasn't fair to me, but that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. When you had mentioned that working on the ship, did they tell you what job you'd start out at when you were applying?
Well, in the first place, I had to go twice. I think I went, and then I had to go, I can't remember why I had to go back. Mm-hmm. But I had to go back, you know, before they actually hired me, definitely. And they probably told me what I was going to do. I think they told me what building to go to, and I went to the building. They told me I'd be assigned my job.
Did you have to take a physical?
I think I did. I think I did. It seemed to be a life physical. Mm-hmm.
Did they tell you what shift you'd be working on?
No, they didn't tell you. No, they never told me. But you see, did I... No, they didn't tell me because I applied for day shift, and then, no, I asked for day shift, and then when I wanted a day shift, I applied for a graveyard, and I got a graveyard. I can't remember them telling me what shift I was going to take, because they, even to this day, they usually ask you what shift you want, providing there's a job available. No, I asked for a day shift when I started.
Did, you said you went back, so was that, like, the next day?
I don't remember. Probably soon after. I don't remember.
After they told you you were hired, how long did they give you before they said to come back?
Well, I think I can't prove it. It seems like, you know, come back to go to work Monday, you know, in other words, right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
Did you have to say in order to get ready for work, were there plans that you had to make, say as far as...
At home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I told you I was very fortunate that I had a good babysitter. I don't know if you remember.
Uh-huh.
I had this Mrs. Bell, and she just continued to... Because I was working, right? So she just continued to take him. And I arranged a ride. It seems like through Lockheed or Vega that I arranged a ride before I even started to work there. Mm-hmm. I think through them I was in contact with this fellow. His name was Harry Depew, I remember. I was always afraid to say Depew. You know, I was always embarrassed. And so I started to ride with him.
Uh-huh.
He picked me up because he lived in the neighborhood.
Did you have to get any certain kind of clothing?
They probably told me I had to wear. I have a picture. I had to wear pants. Did I have? I had. I can't find my album yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well.
Oh, yeah, I'll turn it off.
I broke it?
No, it just slipped out of the folder. You have to start it up at the top.
That's right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it. Is it off now? But first of all, well, this is after the war. I had to wear pants.
Uh-huh.
And why did I have to wear a hat? I don't know if I had to wear a hat. No, cap. I don't know where you got the... I had to wear, most of the time, a net, because I was working with a drill.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have to wear that hat, cap. I don't know where I got that cap.
Uh-huh.
I found that...
It's a great picture.
It is? Yeah. I brought my lunch. It's my lunch pail.
Uh-huh.
But I had to wear... Well, I don't... I'll be honest with you, I can't remember them telling me I had to wear pants. It seemed like everybody wore pants, so they maybe, mm-hmm. somehow I must have read somewhere I had to wear pants.
Had you ever worn them before?
probably not very much. I seems like I might have worn, I don't remember buying a pair just to, but very little, let me put it that way, very, very little,
uh-huh.
very hardly.
Strange.
Well, I didn't mind. Covered my fat legs. No, I didn't mind. Pants were comfortable then. They are now, too.
Uh-huh. Did you have to buy any tools?
No.
Uh-huh.
I didn't need tools.
Did they, before you had to go into your job, did they send you to any kind of school or training?
No, not what I did. Not what,
uh-huh. Did, when you were when you came back home, say, and said that you had this job,
mm-hmm.
how your husband reacted?
He didn't mind. No, I can't remember him. If he hadn't, I can't see why he would mind.
Mm-hmm. If you could if you go back to, say, your first day going in, and you start on day shift?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you remember that day? Or?
Well, in a way, I kind of do. A funny thing about that day, I remember there was not so much about what I was doing. I remember what I was doing, but not that anything stood out. They would teach me how to work a drill. You know what a drill, I know you know what a drill is. Not so much a little, what do you put in with it? Well, the different size, the drill bit. Well, little by little, I was working on the long one. It was a long one, mm-hmm. You know, because to go into places where you just the drill itself would be in the way. So they would teach me how to hold it, and I didn't do bad. I had no. I remember that day, and yet I don't remember so much that having problems with learning. I was learning, and I wasn't A1 when I left, but everything was going along smoothly. What I remember so well is about that. We were working on some part of the wing or something on the plane, and there was just a few people there, and there was one girl, Helen, young woman, Helen. She seemed to be kind of boyish, maybe that's it. But anyhow, and I can't remember how I heard that her husband, she was married, and her husband was in Pearl Harbor. And I just I wouldn't say that affected my whole day, but that's what I remember most about that day. Mm-hmm. I think her husband died, but I heard it and I didn't want to ask her. As far as I knew that she didn't have a husband after that, but I always keep on thinking, gee, I'm meeting someone who actually really felt the war, the first day of that war, that bombing. That stays in my mind. You know.
Did when you first walked in, had you ever been in a factory? I mean, I know you'd been in a garment factory, but with Lockheed, it sounds like it must have been much larger.
Oh yeah, never anything like that. So maybe that's one thing I was thinking of, the unknown. You know, I knew it'd be a huge place, and it was.
Uh-huh.
Was.
Where on the plane did they start you out?
Well, I don't know where it was, but. Where they were assembling wings, you know, and they showed me how to drill, and then not right away, drill and then put things together, put rivets in, and then I learned how to shoot rivets in, and also to buck them, you know, be on the other side to buck them. Somebody has to be on the other side when you shoot a rivet in. I can't remember if every rivet, but certain places, somebody has to hold like a bar, and somebody shoots a rivet in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't know what department, right now I don't remember what the department was called, what the number even. But it was assembling parts for the plane, the pieces of the plane, not parts, wings.
Did, about how many people were there?
Oh, God, I'll bet there are hundreds.
Uh-huh.
You know, in that little section, I don't know, four or five, and different ones walk by, but, oh, it's such a huge, bigger than auditorium, it's bigger than, you know, just imagine, just, it seemed endless.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say hundreds, you know, you look down, probably hundreds, you know, machines going and activity and lights up above, you know, activities.
Did that first day, did they introduce you to, did someone take you into the plan, or did you go in a group? Or
Seems like I went with a few other people. Uh-huh. Seems like I went with a few other new workers.
Who showed you how to do the drilling? What's that?
Well, I imagine the lead man.
Mm-hmm.
There were no, and also, I think this girl, Helen, was showing me, too. You know, she was there before. So it was, in fact, I think she and somebody else showed me, another fellow showed me more than the lead man did, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, actually, the worker's not the, well, he was a worker, but the lead man not so much.
Uh-huh. Did, So you were telling that, well, did they, when you, they were showing you that job, did they show you as you were doing the project, or did they give you something to practice on? Or?
Well, no, I think they were showing me right on the, the part itself.
Mm-hmm. Did they talk to you at all about how long training would take, or to learn the job, or did they just expect you to learn it as you went along?
I think they expected you to learn as you went along. But everyone was sort of like on the trial. It's like even now, you know, I guess after, can remember after so much time, no good, out you go. Just uh-huh. like even now, you know, just, I suppose they told me things like that in personnel.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just don't remember all those things. But I just knew that you don't make it, out you go.
I know that at Lockheed they had several levels that people worked on. Were you upstairs or downstairs?
It seemed like I was the first floor.
Uh-huh. So right down where the plane was being put together? Or?
Well, I wasn't there. No, it seemed like that was outside. It seemed like it was first that the it seemed like wasn't...